From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Carlsbad police were called out to a domestic disturbance call in the 4100 block of South Thomason Road on Saturday around 5:10 p.m. When officers arrived, they found the body of a 48-year-old woman who had sustained severe head injuries. An investigation revealed that Bernardo Fernandez, the woman's husband, was responsible for her death, and he had fled the scene. According to police reports, an all-points bulletin was then sent out for Fernandez, who was later located driving through Pecos, Texas. A deputy with the Reese County Sheriff's Office initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle that Fernandez was driving, which resulted in an officer-involved shooting. Fernandez was struck by gunfire, taken into custody, and transported to a hospital where he remains at this time. He is facing several felony charges. Earlier on Saturday around 2 p.m., Juan Lerma of Carlsbad was arrested for abuse of a child resulting in death. Carlsbad police received information that an 8-year-old girl had been killed by her father while at a residence in the 2600 block of Davis. When police arrived, they made contact with Lerma. He was taken into custody for questioning and later charged with the alleged crime. A Chavez County man in his 40s with underlying health conditions became the latest Chavez County resident to die from complications associated with the COVID-19 virus. He passed away on Sunday, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. It was the county's second fatality in less than a week. On Tuesday, a woman in her 60s from Chavez County had died from the virus. The Horse Show opens today's Youth Livestock Show at the Lee County Fairgrounds. The New Mexico Department of Health declared on Thursday that outdoor recreational facilities may operate provided they comply with COVID-safe practices for individuals and businesses. And that gave the green light for the show to go on. However, only the participants will be allowed at the show. Lee County Commissioner Dean Jackson.
No, sir. During the shows, there are no spectators. That is one of the rules. The only time they can come out, the general, during the livestock sale.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.